All right, we're coming to the end of the meeting. We had a lot to do today, and a lot behind the scenes, as you all know. I have a few closing comments before I'm going to ask President Killeen to make some closing comments. We have some guests here today that I'd like to recognize. First, I would like to recognize Dr. Roberta Johnson Killeen, the First Lady of the University, and I extend congratulations to her upon our approval of the extension of President Killeen. Roberta, would you mind standing so everyone can see where you are? Thank you. Dr. Johnson Killeen holds a BS, MS, and PhD in geophysics and space physics from the University of California, Los Angeles. She has had an illustrious career in her field and is a recognized leader in atmospheric sciences, most notably being recognized in 2016 with the American Geophysical Union's Athelstan Spillhouse Award for her work in the geosciences. And in 2017, Roberta received the Jan Werner and Harold B. Stonehouse Lifetime Achievement Award. Roberta is a tremendous asset for our university, and I personally know works tirelessly, without pay, I might add, representing, promoting, and advocating for the university. Roberta, thanks for coming up today and being here with us, and we look forward to our continued work together. I'd like to recognize at this time two newcomers to the university. First is Mr. Peyton Dieterding. Mr. Dieterding, would you please stand? There he is, great. Peyton is the new director of Division of Intercollegiate Athletics at UIS, an appointment that was approved today. Peyton began working as director designate in early December. Prior to coming to UIS, he served as the senior associate athletic director at Illinois State University. Welcome, Peyton. We look forward to working with you and winning many games. Next is Mr. Michael Lippitz. Mr. Lippitz, is he here? Not here. All right. He's the new director of intercollegiate athletics at UIC, approved by the BOT in November 2019, having begun as director designate in October. Previously, Michael served as deputy athletic director at North Carolina State University. And we look forward to working with Michael, who I know is coming to lunch with the trustees. At this point, I usually take some time to comment on some of the most important things that we covered in our meeting. I've spoken a lot about tuition, so I'm not going to spend a lot more time on that. I do want to emphasize once again that we must be efficient, we must be accountable, and we must remain devoted to excellence. And the board trusts that the administration will continue to work toward these goals and steward our financial resources as carefully as possible. At this point, I want to extend my personal congratulations and, on behalf of the board, congratulations to President Killeen on his new contract, and want to state for the record how pleased the board is to provide this extension to continue to work together for the University of Illinois system. We haven't talked much about Tim and the item. It's an official thing, but I'd like to highlight some of the accomplishments under Tim's leadership. Enrollment growth, such that we now have over 89,000 students, a 14% increase since he began. This includes significant increases in in-state and underrepresented groups. And I might add, this is unique in the state of Illinois. Many of our state universities are losing students and declining. Meanwhile, under Tim's leadership, the University of Illinois system is educating more students than ever. Student costs were held in check by a virtually unprecedented 5-year freeze in tuition absolutely 100% championed by President Killeen. He inherited, as I said earlier, the highest tuition in our peer group at both institutions and has worked diligently to lower that. As I mentioned earlier, institutional aid to students has tripled over the last decade. And in fact, actual dollars collected from in-state students after adjusting for aid the institution is providing them has actually gone down during the tuition freeze because aid has gone up so much. I mentioned the Illinois commitment launched under Tim's leadership. We've also started the largest fundraising campaign in our history, the most ambitious ever, $3.1 billion goal, and that is now 78.5% achieved. These successes have helped the universities rise in rankings, and our reputation is once again ascendant. Tim highlighted the development of the Discovery Partners Institute and the IIN, initiatives that I believe will be a rocket ship behind the growth and the success of the University of Illinois. And finally, I have to say, Urbana has cracked the top 25 in basketball for the first time since 2014 under Tim's leadership.
I saw him out there teaching them too.
I'd like to make a quick comment on his contract that's in our press release today. Tim's increase will be a 19% increase over his cash compensation, a 19% increase over the compensation he received in his first 5 years when he got no increases. Compounded, that is a 3.5% increase over 5 years, even though he didn't get it every year. But if he did, that's where he would be. So I think those are important points in terms of stewardship. As I said in our press release, great universities have consistent leadership that is aligned with its board's goals. For too many years at U of I, we had excessive turnover at the president position and a lack of clear alignment between the administration and the board. Today, across our universities, the alignment in goals between the board, the president, our three chancellors, our provost, and our athletic directors is, I believe, the strongest we have had in decades. With President Killeen continuing to lead this university system with this level of alignment, U of I will be nothing less than a beacon in education of excellence and economic development for the benefit of the people of Illinois. Tim, congratulations. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to our newly reelected President Killeen.
Well, thank you, Chairman Edwards. I'm humbled by your comments and the support of the board, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for that trust and confidence. And we are all, and I am personally determined to reward that directly. I want to congratulate you on your election for a second term, and I know that I speak for all of our colleagues across the system when I tell you how grateful I am to you and your fellow trustees for sharing time and talents. The hours that you put in, the issues that you deal with are often complex. The decisions you make are not easy and are important decisions. And the pay is always zero. But there's no overestimating the value of the unique insights that each of you bring to this table. And your leadership has real and lasting impact, and not just on us in administration, but onto our students and everyone across the state and beyond who is touched by the world-class talent the innovation and just the educational enterprise that our three great universities produce. And your vote earlier today on tuition is a case in point. The modest adjustments that you approved do reflect our commitment to responsibility, affordability, and ensuring that the doors of our institutions remain wide open to the best and brightest students from across the state and around the world. And we will keep student costs in check. Trustee Panic. They will also, these tuition adjustments will provide important new revenue that is essential to fund our efforts to add new tenure system faculty and maintain our academic excellence as enrollment tops records year after year after year. And we have more clinic visits in our hospitals year after year after year. We are growing in impact on many, many fronts. And I believe it's a thoughtful, prudent point, one that, as you pointed out, serves two equally important missions, access and the life-changing best-in-class education that is synonymous with our university system. We will embrace the challenge of cost containment and effective stewardship of resources, fully embrace it at all levels, and be committed to transparency in reporting and detailed stewardship of those resources. But I think where we are today exemplifies a forward-looking, service-focused leadership that you exemplify at the board and that is so inspirational to members inside our university. And I've seen this now for 5 years as president. And that's why, in part, I'm so honored and humbled by your confidence and trust today in extending my term. The alternative would have been not extending the term. but I'm really so grateful. And the process was robust and wonderful to see. When my appointment was first announced back in 2014, I said that Roberta and I, and thank you for your kind comments for my wife, as you recognize, I married up, as you all know. Roberta and I said that we were in awe of the University of Illinois system 5 years ago, its history and its standing as a global pillar of public higher education and scholarship. And that awe has only grown as now I have seen it and lived it firsthand. So it's my belief that this remarkable university system can indeed define where public higher education needs to go in this century for our country and the world and stand as a model. The rising surge of momentum that our work together has stoked is pushing us up. And you've seen the enrollment, but the excellence and the commitment is also important. And the fundraising which you alluded to of the $3.1 million goal is a clear statement of trust and confidence in our stakeholder community. Our 750,000 living alums and our stakeholders in many ways. And we owe it to them, too, to reward that trust and confidence by performance. As I detailed earlier, I'm very excited about research discovery. It continues to rise. We're taking on big projects, big initiatives, and that's going to drive economic growth for this state, which needs a growing tax base and needs to keep its people and its human talent around. And we're the most important asset for that. But for all that we've accomplished, there's more to do. And as I did when I was asked to join you 5 years ago, and the time has flown, I just recommit every ounce of my energy in supporting the board, yourself, chancellors, provost, faculty, staff, to advance the health and vitality of the University of Illinois system and its future. So thank you again for your support and your confidence.
Thank you. Thank you. At this time, we will deal with any old business and any new business. Is there any old business from the trustees not covered today that you would like to bring to the board? Is there any new business from the trustees that you would like to bring in front of the board? Hearing none, I'd like to take a moment to announce the schedule of future board meetings. We are scheduled to meet on Thursday, March 12th, 2020 in Urbana. In May, we will be in Springfield on Thursday, May 21st, 2020, and in Urbana on Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020 for a retreat, and Thursday, July 23rd, 2020 for the meeting. I might note it is 11:30, And I think the main reason I was reelected as chair is I made it through the entire first year without going over our 12 o'clock appointed end time one time. Not even once.
Hear, hear.